This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
President Trump has signed an executive order calling for the dismantling of the Department of Education while keeping some of the agency's core functions.
We're going to be returning education very simply back to the states where it belongs, and this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to an education policy expert about the potential impact of a weakened or dismantled DOE.
Programs like Title I, which give school districts funding for students from low-income families, and the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act have a congressional mandate to be implemented. But Executive Director of the Education Law Center, Deborah Gordon-Claire, says weakening the DOE will make the federal government's implementation of those programs extremely difficult.
26 million students supported by Title I funding, 7.4 million students with disabilities who benefit from IDEA funding. Students in every part of the United States will suffer as a result of this decision.
While the Trump administration cites faltering test scores as a sign of the DOE's failure, Claire says the agency has made major progress in education opportunities in its nearly 50 years of existence.
That view overlooks the dramatic gains in access to education for students with disabilities.
Data from the PA Department of Education shows the School District of Philadelphia gets more than $500 million in federal funding. According to the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, the school district gets $56 million for special ed and $178 million in Title I funding. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.